In a drab gray interview room, Ronnie looked exhausted but not guilty. Cecilia had seen him guilty.
I didn't do it, Aunt Cecilia. None of us did.
I know, dear, but what did happen?
I told them...
Yes, but they haven't let us see the transcripts yet. I need to know.
Ronnie went over it again.
And I'm sure they weren't really hotel employees. The uniforms didn't really fit. But the important thing is the leader wasn't Finvardian, and George proved it, and the others jumped him.
Who has the contact lenses?
The police, I suppose. George had them, but they took them away from him.
In another interview room, Rafa's hair hung in lank strings, and the cherry-colored dress had been torn somewhere along the line.
They've got it all wrong, Aunt Marta. Ronnie and George didn't do it.
She gave Marta her view of things.
And if you could possibly bring me some clothes...
I'm going to bring you away out of here or rip this place up by its foundations.
I forgot. They said something about sabotaging the field generator, the one that holds back the sea.
I'll tell them. Don't worry, Rafa.
It's a red herring. No amateur could sabotage a field generator.
Marta glared at him, recognized invincible ignorance, and made a strategic withdrawal to the hotel. Their descent on the hotel was almost as startling as their descent on the police station. The doorman, the hotel manager, the concierge, all bowed and scraped and fawned and disclaimed all intent to cause trouble for them or any member of their illustrious families. Only, there was this matter of shots being fired and bodies on the floor. Eventually, the gush of apologies and explanations ended.
Were they your employees?
The dead man? No. They were in our uniforms, so at first we thought, of course, that they were. But they weren't. Perhaps they wore the uniforms to provide some, excitement, the police said.
My niece does not get sexual kicks from playing with men in hotel uniforms.
No, of course not, madam.
Nor does my nephew. He is, after all, engaged to her niece.
Yes, madam. Of course, madam.
And since they weren't your employees, isn't it possible that they wore those uniforms to gain access to Rafa's rooms without being detected? That they did, in fact, initiate the attack?
I suppose so, madam.
This with a dubious look and an exchange of glances from manager to concierge and back.
But that's a matter for the police to decide. And there's still the damage to hotel property. Valuable communications equipment, lamp, sprinkler system.
Insurance.
Never mind that. We own the hotel.
Venezia had been glaring at the masks on the walls and the vases holding floral displays, muttering something about execrable decorations since she arrived. She fixed the manager with a steely eye.
It will not be a billing item.
No, madam, no.
Excuse me, ladies.
Harris looked around and saw an elderly man who held his hat in his hand. Bright blue eyes peered out from under bushy white eyebrows. His white mustache had been waxed to perfect points. He wore a fresh pink rosebud in the lapel of his gray suit, and his shiny black shoes were covered with white. Spats, she finally remembered, was the right word for them. Cecilia, Marta, and Venezia were momentarily speechless.
I understand the young people have had a spot of trouble. I tried to warn them yesterday. The young men, I mean.
You spoke with Ronnie and George?
Yes. I'm Hubert DeVries Michelson, by the way. And from his description, you must be his Aunt Cecilia.
Yes.
I'm retired. Formerly a neurosynthetic chemist here. Never quite made enough to retire off-world.
Can you recommend an attorney, Mr. Michelson?
No, but I can help you if you'll let me. I believe I have evidence that may convince the police someone else is involved.
What concerns me most is this field generator Rafa mentioned. Apparently one of the men said something about arranging a failure. The police wouldn't listen.
They said what? About the field generator?
Rafa said one of the men claimed it would fail, that their deaths would be blamed on its failure.
It would destroy this entire structure, and most of Twoville within days or weeks as the seawater infiltrated. Should I evacuate now or...
Of course, with one of them dead and the others injured, maybe there's no danger.
Harris wondered if she should get into this discussion. If they were talking about a Teigman field generator, danger was too mild a word for the risk of collapse. Had the threat been serious or just an attempt to panic the youngsters?
I think someone had better interview the survivors. I presume they're under medical care.
Marta looked around as if expecting them to be rolled out in their beds for inspection.
They're at the clinic.
But the survivors had disappeared from the local clinic, to the annoyance of the nursing staff. Their annoyance paled beside that of the aunts.
They what?
Have you notified the police?
Hubert had joined their parade, where he formed a decorative accent. The nursing supervisor was bug-eyed with exasperation.
No! They weren't charged with anything!
They will be.
Call the police, now!
The nursing supervisor looked stubborn a moment, but then reached for the comm.
The field generator. If they're loose and well enough, they could still sabotage it. Who's in charge of the Teigman maintenance? Where's the power supply?
The thought of someone playing games with a Teigman field made Harris feel queasy. She knew a way to knock out a Teigman field generator with only a few kilograms of explosive, placed accurately for the field configuration. She wasn't at all sure Cecilia and the other older women understood how bad it could be if the field blew.
Ah, there I can help you out. I've played cards with the chief engineer out of the control station every week for years.
Hubert beamed at Harris, and she wanted to smack him.
If you'll excuse me, ladies, I think a word with the chief engineer is necessary at this point. Perhaps he can be persuaded to take precautions, at least be ready to divert all power to the field.
Go ahead. Take care of it. We're going back to the police.
Venezia marched out. Harris wondered if she ought to go with the dapper little man. How reliable could someone in spats be? But Cecilia beckoned to her.
I know it's dangerous. I saw your expression. But we can't do anything about it. And if this field whatever doesn't kill us, Venezia can do something about the worst problem which made this threat possible.
That made sense, though Harris wasn't happy to be left out of the action. By the time they made it back to the police station, both the hotel manager and the clinic had reported. In addition, a perspiring manager from the local corporate headquarters bearing a bunch of flowers for Venezia. They began a low-voiced conversation while the others approached the front desk. The captain, still bleary-eyed but now depilated and in a clean shirt, glowered at them.
You're complicating a very simple case. Now, I understand family feeling, but even the best families have bad apples.
Harris could have told him this was the wrong approach.
It would be a simple case if you would listen to your prisoners.
When my niece Otala disappeared, you found nothing.
There was nothing to find. There was no evidence.
Harris doubted that he had ever looked for any.
I asked that girl Rafa to come here to find out what happened to Otala. I thought a girl could find a girl better than some man. And she did find out what happened, and it nearly happened to her. And now you're ignoring it.
Venezia, who had seemed the most insignificant of the older ladies, now had the intensity Harris associated with weapons-grade lasers. Quite unlike the incandescent flash that was Cecilia's anger, Venezia's steady rancor seemed ready to cut its way through any obstacle.
Just because someone is not Finvardian and not really a hotel employee does not make them a spy or a murderer. Wearing contact lenses is not a crime.
Ah, so now you agree that one of the men was not Finvardian. Do you know what he was?
The captain looked down.
Well?
He appears to have been a citizen of the Benignity of the Compassionate Hand.
A Benignity agent? Here?
I have no evidence that he was an agent, merely a citizen.
A registered alien?
Well, no, but he had been working in the factory for about 3 years.
Illegally.
Heads turned to look at Harris, and she smiled.
I would consider that a Benignity citizen in disguise, not registered as an alien, and working in a critical industry for 3 years, was almost certainly an agent.
Everyone thought he was a Finvardian.
Apparently.
But he was murdered.
By Finvardians who discovered that he wasn't. Who thought, perhaps, he was leading them astray.
George Mahoney had a gun in his hand.
And did that man die of gunshot wounds?
Well, no, he was stabbed. But there's no evidence that the other individuals under arrest could not have stabbed him.
And I might have sung grand opera while hanging upside down in zero G. But I didn't, despite the lack of evidence exonerating me.
What about the ones who ran away from the clinic? Doesn't that convince you that they're guilty?
Of pretending to be hotel employees, yes. But that's hardly a major crime.
And the field generator?
Hasn't failed yet. Won't fail, can't fail. It is...
possible.
In the darkness, no ventilation fans were turning, no compressors working, nothing electrical functioning at all. After too long a wait, dim orange emergency lights came on, and the reflective arrows painted on the floor to indicate the way out glowed against the dimness.
It's not. It's something else.
Pardon me, madam. I must, under the circumstances,
The company manager shook himself loose from Venezia and bolted for the door.
Let's go.
I'm not leaving without Ronnie, no matter what.
Sir, we've got to evacuate the lower levels.
Yeah, very well. Go on now. We'll bring them all outside. Just be patient.
But Cecilia and Marta and Venezia, and Harris, stood their ground until the prisoners came up. Until they were sure that Rafa and Ronnie and George were safely above ground. Outside, in the hot afternoon, the streets were full of sullen, frightened people, more and more of them pouring out of the entrances to all the buildings. Harris noticed a lot of pale, light-eyed Finvardians. The police, after a despairing look at the aunts, gave up any pretense of guarding their young prisoners and began moderately effective crowd control efforts. At least they kept people moving away from the shore, away from the police station and hotel. Ronnie and George leaned against the wall, and Rafa leaned against Ronnie. The aunts pursed their lips, but said nothing.
Are all the factories underground?
I suppose. I know some of them are. I never really... That is, my brothers were in charge, you see, after Papa died. They never wanted to talk to me about business. And of course, if you do have underground facilities, Finvardians are an efficient workforce.
I hope that nice little man in the suit didn't get hurt.
I hope that nice little man in the suit wasn't a mad bomber.
The Rosebud and Spats had done nothing to reassure Harris. The main field hadn't blown or they'd all be dead, but something had gone very wrong. A misplaced charge could cause sudden loss of power, then field fluctuation and restabilization in another configuration. She could easily imagine Michelson in the role of inept saboteur, or not quite rescuer. Suddenly the floor trembled. Harris eyed the nearby wall.
Out in the street. Now!
They all scuttled into the middle of the street as the shaking worsened and bits of plaster fell off the walls. Luckily, these were all one-story buildings. Then a bouncing lurch sent them all to their knees, and the trembling died away. Harris clambered up, dusting herself off.
Field's back on.
Why did it shake?
Reconfiguration. My guess would be that the saboteur miscalculated the placement of the charge. With power, the field's inertia would damp the fluctuations. That's why the lights went out. The field bled power off the supply net, but it didn't find enough power to regain its former geometry. So it collapsed toward a sphere. What that means to the structures, we won't know until we look.
Is it safe now?
If someone doesn't tweak it again. We're lucky. If it had blown completely, we wouldn't be here to worry about it.
I don't want to be here at all.
We'll go home soon.
No, I don't want to go home. I want to go with Ronnie.
Marta's brows went up.
Disperse. Go to your quarters. Danger is over. The Teigman Field has been restored. Shift 2, report to your supervisors in Level 1. All Shift 2, report.
Let's see about the hotel. If it's not full of water, maybe we can get something cool to drink.
No one interfered as they made their way back to the hotel entrance. Harris noticed that the local manager trailed along behind, the now disheveled bouquet still in hand. Venezia ignored him. The doorman, shaken but willing, opened the door. Inside, the lights were on, and the waterfall still plunged over the lip of the central well. The hotel manager scurried to meet them.
Ladies, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but our facilities are not back to full operation yet.
I want to sit down on something soft, in a cool, shady place, with something to drink. And I really don't care what, as long as it's cool and wet.
The same.
The hovering manager tried again to present his bouquet to Venezia, and she turned on him.
I will be in your office in 1 hour, and I will then expect a complete disclosure of your role in this fiasco.
Harris wondered which fiasco Venezia meant. From the look on the manager's face, he might have had more than one to conceal. Venezia finished her first tall glass, gestured for another, and then spoke to them all.
You don't have to come with me. I expect it will be a long, tedious afternoon.
I wouldn't miss it, if you'll allow a rival into your files, that is.
Where I'm thinking of, that's no problem. Cecilia, will you join us? Or would you rather babysit the youngsters?
Harris blinked. She still had trouble connecting the dumpy little woman she had first seen with this regal personage, who seemed to know exactly what she was doing.
Let Harris go. She can represent the government if necessary. And it'll be good experience for her.
Tedious, Venezia had said.